November 1997. Martin. Mrs. Jarai was smiling again. As everyone took a seat, I could see she was holding a very festive and colourful letter in her hand. "We have our first response," Mrs. Jarai announced, handing the letter to me. A row of hearts and stars framed my name and address, each perfectly drawn in different colours. A rainbow of blue, red, yellow, green, and orange. I opened it immediately, careful not to rip the excellent artwork, as my deskmates leaned in for a closer look. When I unfolded the letter, a small snapshot fell onto my desk. I could not believe my pen pal would send me something so precious. Photos are very rare and quite expensive in Zimbabwe. I picked up her photo off my desk and was struck by how sweet Caitlin looked, like an angel. Her hair was so blonde, it looked like gold. By then, other students were gathered around my desk, wanting to have a look. I handed the photo to Mrs. Jarai so she could hold it up for everyone to see and quickly scanned her letter. My heart was racing as I read each sentence. Caitlin wrote about her hobbies and wanted to know mine. And then she asked about the climate in Zimbabwe. I was already thinking of how I would respond when Mrs. Jarai returned the photo to me. That's when I saw that Caitlin had written a note on its back. She wanted my photo in return. My heart went from sprinting to a standstill. This request was difficult, if not impossible. It worried me through all of my classes that day and all the way home too. I did not know anyone who owned a camera. The only way to get a photo was to hire a professional photographer to come to your house. That cost a lot of money. I wondered if this was the same in America. Caitlin's picture looked very professional. I couldn't even tell where it was taken. Somewhere inside? The background was sky blue, like her shirt. I was so touched that Caitlin would send me something so special, and I wanted to return the favor, but wasn't sure how. And that was not my only worry. As I was leaving class, Mrs. Jarai said, "Martin, I'm so happy that your pen pal has written again, but the school does not have the funds to send..."